Kneel.
She kneels to pray.
All right. And yesterday she
kneeled and prayed.
All right. I'm so tired, I'm going in and
go to bed or get a bath and lie down. Several things you can do when you get tired.
Okay. A man who stayed in bed all day, you'll say yesterday he
slept all day.
Did you say lay in bed?
Lay in bed all day.
I didn't sleep well last night because I, talking about the little pictures in your mind, I dreamed. All right. And I have, every night this week,
I have dreamed something.
All right. This morning, I woke up. If I do this to the floor, I stuck.
Gotcha.
No, I would hit it harder, but you really hit your foot against the floor, you say, I stop. My foot.
I stomped my foot?
That's what I was looking for. After a dance, a man might ask a girl, may I
carry you home? May I have the next dance?
All right, when he says carry you home, does this mean he's got something to carry you in?
Yeah.
Like a car?
Down. Yeah.
Suppose he was going to walk
you home. Well, I'll walk you home.
He would say walk. He wouldn't say carry.
No, he wouldn't say carry if he was going to walk home with you.
All right. If you go to downtown to a bank, for example, the doors usually have two signs on them talking about how you can go in them.
Yeah.
You'll say you either
push or pull.
All right. If something is very heavy, you say, a pail of water up the hill.
So tired.
I had to. Did you ever say lug or tote?
Yeah, I've said both. Had to lug that up the hill. I toted that up the hill, but you don't use toted much now.
Does tote mean it was really heavy?
Yeah, it was. No, tote means you carried it.
Yeah, but now, would lug be something heavier than toted?
It must sound sort of like it might be heavier, lugging it. Because you could barely get along with it to say lug.
But tote wouldn't
But tote, you got it. You got it in your hand going on with it.
Tote's more like carry.
Yeah, more like carrying.
You put something very fragile on the table, and you might tell a little child, now don't touch that.
All
right, say it all for me, don't.
Don't touch that.
All right. You want a knife from the kitchen, you tell a child, me a knife.
Hand me a knife, or be particular.
Would you say, go bring me a knife?
Yeah, I'd say, get me a knife out of the drawer.
In certain games, like hide and seek, you have a place you run back to. That's the
hiding place? No.
The place where the man hides his eyes, you know, and counts. And then they run in, they shout, hungry.
Hide and seek?
Yeah, now that's the game, but what's the place they run back to?
Base.
That's the base.
Yeah.
Talking about fishing. Yesterday I went fishing and I
caught the limit.
All right, and I have, every day this week, I have
caught the limit.
If they caught a wild animal, they might bring it back and put him in a
pen
or a
cage.
A place where everybody could go and look at him would be a
zoo.
If you're going to town and your husband says he'd like to go, but he isn't ready, you might say, oh, take your time, I'll wait
for you.
If your child is about to get spanked, he might beg, oh, mama, give me another.
Thanks.
If you're really feeling high and happy, you'll say, boy, you sure are in a good
mood.
Right, or a
good humor.
If you're going to buy some poison for rats, might tell a man in the store, I need some poison because I've got some rats and I want to get
rid of them.
The child thought he knew everything, but he didn't. You'd say he acted, would you say he acted as if he knew it all?
Yeah.
Or he made out like he knew it all?
He acted as if he made it all. He knew it all. Or he made out, he knew it all.
If you say made out like, does that mean
that
more
just
like
mean,
he's
like
trying
he didn't.
To deceive
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
A child comes back into his schoolroom and his pencils, which were on his desk,